Hello, welcome to a special edition of Nareit's REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and I'm joined today by First Industrial Realty Trust CEO, Peter Basile. Peter is the subject of one-on-one in the March-April issue of REIT Magazine. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Sure, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Peter, when I first met you, I mean, you were at J.P. Morgan. You later moved on to UBS in 2012. In total, you spent about 30 years as an investment banker. So many people around the real estate investment business really knew you as a banker. Do you think it caught people off guard when they found out that you were leaving for an executive position at a REIT?
Well, clearly, I love my time in the banking industry, as I called it home for virtually my entire working life, as you point out. So I'm sure a few of my clients and colleagues and friends were mildly surprised with the move. But I was also very fortunate to gain some management experience at a pretty young age, and I oversaw the growth and transformation of the real estate business globally while at J.P. Morgan and then at UBS, as you pointed out. You'll recall that the business changed dramatically during the early 90s and all through the 90s as capital formation boomed in both the public and private markets. And it was during that time period and into the early 2000s that the management and funding of real estate really became more corporate and more sophisticated than it had ever been before. I very much enjoyed working with talented management teams on capital and operating strategy, M&A, and new growth strategies. So at the end, I felt really prepared coming into this new role and view my move to the operating side and joining First Industrial as CEO as a natural extension of the skills and experiences I gained during my banking career.
What was it about First Industrial and the opportunity there that made you want to make that kind of move?
Well, I knew the company very well from serving as a banking partner, working with Bruce Duncan, our chairman, and the senior management team very closely over many years. I also had a great appreciation for the company's national portfolio, its platform and ability to create value through development, acquisitions, and leasing. And I was impressed by the people, their tenure, their accomplishments, and their passion for the company and our business. I also experienced firsthand how the company fixed and strengthened its balance sheet during the lean years. And while that was certainly more than enough, we are in what I consider to be the golden age of industrial real estate. There's much opportunity ahead to grow cash flow and value. As an example, the growth in e-commerce and its impact on the global supply chain has been and will continue to be profound. And it's a story that I think is still in the early chapters.
So, Peter, what about you personally? I mean, what made the timing right for you?
Well, first and foremost, it was such a fantastic and rare opportunity to join a company I've known and respected for a long time. And as my mother-in-law used to say, you have to take the cookies when they're passed. I also have the support of my family, and it came at an opportune time with our youngest preparing to head off to college. So my wife is excited about our new adventure in Chicago as empty nesters, and we've already taken advantage of many of the wonderful dining, cultural, and entertainment alternatives available here. It's a great city.
We've actually seen a few other bankers joining REIT management teams in recent years. Is that coincidental, or do you think that boards of directors find something about that particular skill set attractive in the current real estate landscape?
I think for starters, as we know, capital is the lifeblood of the real estate industry. So as a previous banker, one would hope to be well-versed in the capital markets. But it's also the entire array of business skills that are required to successfully lead a banking group that are just as critical and applicable to a publicly traded real estate company. Those include anticipating and meeting the needs of customers, identifying key trends, driving profitable growth, allocating capital to the right opportunities, developing lasting relationships, and working together with and motivating a team of talented professionals to achieve our goals and mission. And bankers also have a very good understanding of operating in the public domain. So I think it's a natural fit.
What's been the hardest part of the transition?
Well, there certainly was a lot to learn in a very short period of time. In the first 6 months that I was here, I visited with all of our market teams across the country and toured the vast majority of our 62 million sq ft of assets. We have 500-plus properties and 1,300 tenants, so there's a lot of strength and opportunities you need to understand. You also develop a stronger sense of what drives tenant interest in certain submarkets versus other alternatives. At the same time, you need to be on top of major personnel decisions, capital allocation, normal course public company requirements, and developing relationships with all the major stakeholders of the company. You learn to create a routine pretty quickly out of necessity. The other thing I realized early on is just how difficult it is to bring a new project to fruition in this extremely competitive marketplace. The skill and patience of our team in working with our development partners, as well as government and regulatory agencies, to see projects from start to finish is an underappreciated art. In part, that also explains why new supply in industrial has been measured despite strong growth and demand over the past several years. It's kind of a natural barrier to entry.
So then, what was your absolute must-do top priority when you took over as CEO in 2016? And what about for the company, First Industrial, as a whole?
Sure. I mean, right out of the gates, it was really important to get out and see our people, our properties, our markets, and our customers' businesses. I've always believed that any good leader knows the details of his or her business. The details make all the difference. And everybody in real estate knows the importance of location. In the industrial business, our world is evolving extremely quickly. The needs of our tenants are changing almost weekly. So offering the right form and functionality to our tenants is an area where we must stay ahead of the trends. Not only that, but having professional property managers that are responsive to our customers and who take care of our buildings is key to retention, especially in a down market. And the markets have been strong for a while, and we think they'll be strong for a number of years going forward. But at some time point, we all know things are going to turn the other way. So having great customer relations is going to be key. And it's ingrained in our culture, and it shows as we rank number one in the independent Kingsley Index for industrial real estate providers with more than 30 million square feet. We talk about it all the time. We're building and managing our business to perform well through the cycle. Bad times will come, and we can do a lot now to ensure we perform well during those times.
Peter, it seems as though industrial and logistics real estate really sits at the nexus of some of the top innovations and disruptions that are now affecting the global economy. So what does that mean for your ability to strategize for the long term?
Well, as you can imagine, it's not simple. We have to be in constant communication with our clients. As I mentioned earlier, we have to stay ahead of the trend line for the form and functionality they require in their space. It's changing, and there are many factors that influence the functionality our clients will require. The evolution of robotics, the availability of labor, the use required for the space, is it for distribution, returns, same-day delivery? We continually discuss these and other factors with our clients. We also focus on consumption zones. Where are the people? Where are sales growing the fastest? Where is the wealth? Where is the population growing? It's not that different from the way a mall developer would look at population and wealth demographics around a potential new project location. So it's important for us to locate our buildings in markets where the demographics are strong, but also where they will be strong over the coming years.
Okay, let's look ahead a decade. What do you think will be the key issue or decision that industrial real estate companies will face in that time period?
Well, as I said, the industrial supply chain is in a constant state of motion, accelerated by the force of e-commerce. What happens to that supply chain as distribution technology evolves and companies retool and retrench to compete are essential to our business going forward. We need to be in touch with our customers and be ahead of these trends with respect to building and site design, size and features and location. And the other question we're going to have to answer is how far afield will we be willing to go to accommodate the needs of our e-commerce tenants. The more special purpose the use, the higher the risk on that asset through the cycle.
Finishing up here, I mean, what about the investors who are evaluating these companies? What should they be considering?
Well, there are a wide range of factors one can consider, but as a company, we believe the best thing for us to focus on delivering for investors is long-term cash flow growth and value creation. Investors should want companies with well-located properties that are positioned to compete through the cycle and that can deliver above-average rental rate growth and total returns. They should also look at a company's ability to use its platform to create value through development and value-add investing, all in the context of proper risk management. Again, long-term performance through the cycle is our focus.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Peter.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed our discussion.
Great. Again, Peter Basile is the CEO of First Industrial Realty Trust. He's featured in the one-on-one article in the March-April 2018 issue of REIT Magazine. Thanks for joining us. For the Nareit's REIT Report podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.